We check in with the head coach of the Beavers. Jim Scanlon joins us down at the tunnel. And coach, that's a lot of shots on net. 60 shots on net. You got to be pretty happy about the offense your team put up today.
Yeah, I said, just got done telling him. I said, you put 60 shots up in at this level. That's a pretty good night. Obviously, it means everybody's involved. All five players on the ice are moving their feet, and we're getting pucks to the net. And so, yeah, that was there was a lot of good things there, a lot of good zone time. And certainly scoring five goals, that's also a positive. So all in all, really good. Obviously, you hate to give any up, but, their team made some plays. But I thought all in all, it was a good team win tonight.
A shorthanded goal by Haley Mack and a power play goal by Haley Mack. She's just played so well on special teams, hasn't she, this year?
Yeah, she's so fast, and that's you get a loose puck in the slot area or the high in the neutral zone, and the way she goes, yeah, she just made a great move, and on her power play goal is just a great pass by Mack Lange, just great vision and pretty easy finish for Haley.
Your team went 2-for-4 on the power play with 11 shots on net. I don't remember a time when your team put that many shots on net on the extra attacker. That's a good night for a power play unit, isn't it?
It is. We talk about having a shot-first mentality, and that was really important. I thought Emma did a great job with that, getting pucks to the net. And then we had people at the net that were able to get some rebounds, and I think that's how that shot total got elevated. But no question, scoring, anytime you can be positive in the special teams, that's going to help you.
This being a non-conference game, will we see sort of the same starting lineup tomorrow? Are you going to give your other goalies
a chance?
Yeah.
Kerrigan Dowell is going to play tomorrow, and we'll also get Kara Wirth in, and Lydia Passolt will be in the lineup as well.
Well, that's good news for Passolt because she's been out for a couple of games here.
Yeah, she was sick the week going into Minnesota, and so she didn't make the trip. But she's been with us all this week, so anxious to get her back in the lineup too.
Well, Lauren Bench with her third win of the season, of course a two-game win streak for your team as well. Obviously a hard choice to pull Bench out of this, going into tomorrow, but with a non-conference game, you got to do that, don't you?
Well, we'd after Kerrigan's performance against Duluth in the Hall of Fame game, she certainly earned another opportunity. We kind of had this weekend penciled in for quite a while, regardless of leading into it, and then she works extremely hard in practice and definitely has earned another opportunity. So tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon, she'll be in.
What's it going to take to beat a team like RIT? They're going to be hungry coming in tomorrow. What do you need to do to win?
Well, the biggest thing is it's going to be a whole new game. Obviously, you can't look at the scoreboard and think, oh, we beat them 5-2, got 60 shots, and think we can just show up again. It's really imperative that we come out focused, ready to play, and just play our game. That's kind of been the message all year long, and it'll be the same thing tomorrow. We've got to come out and play our game and take the play to them.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.